Welcome to Cape Cast Audio 20. This is the weekly podcast from the city of Cape Coral, Florida. I'm Connie Barron. I'm the Public Information Director for the city, and I host this weekly podcast. And today my guest is Sandy Griner. Sandy is the manager at our very popular water park, Sunsplash Family Water Park. Welcome, Sandy.
Thank you.
Before we start talking about the water park, why don't you just give the listeners a little bit of background about where you're from and what brought you down here to Cape Coral?
I'm actually a Cape Coral resident of 21 years. I was brought down here to actually open my own company. I did that for 12 years and then went back to banking, which is what I actually did when I was in Chicago. In February of 2010, I was given the opportunity to run Sunsplash, and I've been doing that ever since.
Was that like your big goal in life, your dream in life, to manage a water park?
No, it wasn't. But however, I always feel that everything happens for a reason. Being a past business owner and then also looking at financial statements of businesses all my life through my banking career, it gave me a good insight of what I wanted to do with the park as a business and where I wanted it to go.
So let's talk a little bit about Sunsplash. Give our viewers a little background about when Sunsplash was actually built, how long it's been here and been a part of Cape Coral.
It's actually opened in March of 1992. I was not here for opening weekend, but I was here the following weekend for a Little Miss Hawaiian Tropic contest, so I even remember it way back then. It wasn't in the original form that it is now. It opened with just a couple slides and the lazy river, so the park was very small. And as the park progressed through the years, there were actually add-ons made to the park to bring it to the form that it is in right now.
And that was something that the council of past decided was important to the community, was to have this type of an attraction here for the residents and to maybe even have some visitors come down here too.
Exactly. I have been doing a lot of different trade shows. I'm a member of what's called IAPA, which there's a lot of water parks from around the world part of that. You very seldom see a government-owned facility this big doing this well, so I'm really proud to be a part of it.
So Sunsplash is open for the season. So what are the current operating hours out at Sunsplash?
Obviously, we're going to be open now for spring break for the whole time spring break is. Then we go back to our weekends of Saturday, Sunday from 10 to 5. For Easter, we're open that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Go back to weekends again, and then we go open for the summer starting May 26th. We follow Lee County school schedule totally.
So you're going to open daily then on, repeat for us?
Tomorrow. Actually, I go daily now for the next 11 days for spring break.
Okay, and then you're open just for the weekends for a short period, and then full-time starts?
May 26th.
May 26th. And those operating hours from, is it Monday through Friday, and then are Saturday and Sunday different hours?
Nope, they'll all be from 10 to 5. However, we will throw in some of our family fun nights and our aqua theater nights, which means we'll be open some nights also.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about some of those other special events that you host out there in just a minute. What is the cost for admission at Sunsplash?
It depends. If we're a Cape Coral resident, it's actually $14.95 for adults and $12.95 for kids.
And it costs a little bit more for non-residents.
That is correct.
And there's parking on top of that, a cost
right, for
that.
Right, it's $5 for parking.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the very popular early bird passes and season passes, because I don't know, was last year the first year, or was it the year before that you started doing the early bird passes?
Actually, they started 3 years ago.
Okay.
Last year it was very popular. Actually, every year it's been very popular. We'll be selling season passes from now till April 8th. We'll be selling them after that. However, if you buy them now till April 8th, you get $20 off each pass. So most everybody obviously takes advantage of the early bird pricing. A season pass gives you many discounts throughout the park. Plus, it lets you into the park any day that the park is open to the general public.
And I remember that last year, the response to the early bird passes was just extraordinary.
It was, and it continues to be. And I think this year, I'm kind of seeing a different turn when I say that. We're starting to sell a lot of passes earlier due to spring break being earlier. So it's going to be interesting to see how this year it pans out.
You know, this is my own philosophy, but I kind of think that one of the reasons they were so popular last year was because Sunsplash also kicked off a Facebook page. And I know that you were offering the early bird pass there and promoting it on the Facebook page. And Sunsplash has a very popular Facebook page now.
Correct. We do. And I tell you what, you put something on Facebook, everybody is on it right away. And that's great. That's easy advertising and free advertising. And once again, this year, we've done a lot of contests on Facebook last year, and we'll be doing it again this year.
Now, about the park itself, how popular is it? How many people can come into the park? What's the capacity, and how often do you reach capacity?
There are 1,650 people is how many we can allow in the park on a day. That is what capacity is. During spring break, we do reach capacity on some of those days. On some very popular days in the summer, we do also. Towards the end of the year, when we go to our $7 weekend pricing, we do reach capacity on some of those days also and surpass capacity on those days.
So how many rides are at Sunsplash now? You said when it opened in 1992, there were only three.
Correct. Technically, if you count every slide now in the park, there are 17 slides.
17, that's a lot.
Exactly.
It seems like a lot to me.
It is a lot. And I tell you, my favorite is just the Lazy River. And that's a quarter mile Lazy River. And if somebody just wants to come relax, that's great. But you can do relax or you can go for the thrill also.
Now, which ride do you think is the most popular?
I think the electric slide.
Is that the biggest one?
Not the biggest one, but it's the one that most people will go down, even if they're chicken. So I have to admit that to me is where I see most of the people go down.
And are there any plans for any new slides?
In my mind, yes.
In your wallet?
There are definitely cost-effective ways. Going to a lot of these conferences now, we can use the current platforms. Let's pick the electric slide, the green slide that is very popular. We could actually add on to that platform and add another slide. That would be the most cost-effective ride, you know, to get into the park. So that'd be the best way to do it right now.
So which slide, you said that the electric is the one that even the chickens will ride. Which one will the chickens not ride?
The white slides, like the Thunder Bumps, the Speed Racer. Yeah, there's people get up there and some people just come right back down. When I say that, down the stairway, not going down the slideway. And I have yet to go down on myself.
So in your mind, you envision some new slides, and obviously you'd like to have more there. Does the park have the room to install them? You said using existing platforms like the electrics, where the electric slide is. Is there space to expand, though?
Yes, there is space to expand. And I visited a water park on the East Coast, and they remind me a lot of us. 14 acres we have there, but city also owns the land just north of us. So if we needed to even jump over that road a bit, and that's what they did, and had another slide coming down on the other side, we could do that. But honestly, we have enough land going towards the Lake Kennedy side where we'd be able to put on another slide.
If you could choose a slide to add, what would it be?
A four-man slide. I think we are Sunsplash Family Water Park. Water park is great. Mm-hmm. To keep it family, I've noticed that a lot of the families come with the four-man tubes, and I think that's what I would like to do, another family slide.
Those four-man tubes, though, they can be pretty awkward to carry around.
Yeah, they are, but the one thing that if we did those tubes, we would actually have to get some kind of an elevator with the tubes going up. Those tubes are obviously thicker, they're heavier. We would have to find a way to get the tube up there so that the people only have to walk up there to get on the tube.
What about a wave pool? Some people think that. Now, I'm not a big fan of wave pools.
I am.
You are? You like wave pools?
There's a lot of talk in the industry about wave pools. If you look at most of the accidents, they've happened at wave pools.
I can see why.
More lifeguards are needed to man a wave pool because of, obviously, the waves and being able to keep everybody in sight. I would love a wave pool, but if you ask my lifeguards, they would say, no way. That is really where a lot of accidents happen.
I don't know. I just find the wave pools crowded.
They are crowded.
And people are bumping into each other, and then once the water gets a little bit deeper, it gets a little unnerving a little bit.
It is. It's a wave pool is very hard, and I've been in a lot of wave pools since managing this park. I've kind of visited a lot of parks to get an opinion on things. I could see why you would have injuries, why you would have more life-saving going on there, because you really can't see the people at all the times, and you're right. They're crashing up against each other when the waves come.
Mm-hmm. Right. How safe is the water park?
Very. We are a 5-star aquatic facility. by Starfish Aquatics. And just to give you an idea what that means, each lifeguard takes a test, and then we go ahead and we hire them. Then they go through 32 hours of training to get certified in first aid, CPR, and life saving. Starfish Aquatics comes out a minimum of 4 times per year and does a surprise audit on us.
Right, they don't announce it. Right.
They don't announce it. We find out after they're already there. They video 5 lifeguards in life-saving techniques, and then we get the report at the end on how we did. And we have always been a 5-star park. We have never had a major accident, no drowning. You know, we are the best. That is what we are selling, safety, and that should be forefront in everything we do.
I think, was it last year that they popped a couple of surprise visits on you? Not just one. They were there a couple of times, and one of the evaluators said that Sunsplash sets the standard for water park safety.
And it's true. If you look in the Starfish Aquatics magazine, there are pictures of our lifeguards in that magazine, and I am tremendously proud to know that that's us.
You usually hire a lot of young people during the summer. You're one of the bigger summer employers here in Cape Coral. Do you have all your staff on board for the upcoming season, or are you still looking for some applicants and some employees?
We're still looking for some applicants. I believe we're still 7 short on the lifeguard side. We need a couple more people in group sales. There's always some kind of fallout, meaning people move away or something happens. So we're always really hiring. So if you want to apply, go ahead and apply.
What about the age of the applicants? And if you want to work at Sunsplash, what age do you need to be for a lifeguard to work in, like you said, group sales?
16 years old is the youngest person that we hire, and they can be a lifeguard. They can work in guest relations. When it gets to the kitchen, then you have to be 18 years old. But right now, I have people on staff as young as 16 and as old as 74, so that's a really good age span to have in the park.
How many employees do you have there?
172 right
now.
That's
quite a few. Yeah.
It's a lot.
That's a lot to manage.
Very lot to manage.
You probably have some great staff to help you with that.
I have unbelievable staff. If you look at the aquatic side of the park, Tony and Jeremy, who are main aquatic persons, have 10-plus years in the park. I never really have to worry that much on that side of the park because they know what they've done it for so long. Operation side, that's always a challenge because you have more of those people who maybe don't return the next year, so you're retraining every year.
Now, Sunsplash has kind of stepped outside the typical definition of a water park with some of the special events that they hold there. And what comes up to mind to me is the movie in the park. But tell the listeners a little bit about some of those special events. You mentioned it briefly earlier, and I said we were going to talk about it. So let's talk about it now.
Aqua Theater. Aqua Theater is unbelievable, and you can go on sunsplashwaterpark.com and find one. We're hosting one. We actually bring in the big screen TV. It sits right on a little island by the family pool, so you can sit in the pool while you're watching the movie. It has become very popular. It's a great event. It's at night from 6 to 10, so it's one of the few events that we have at night. It's just a great event. So you kind of get, we decrease the price of the park, so you're getting a movie and the water park all in one for a good price, too.
Popcorn?
Popcorn, always.
Now, how big is the screen that you bring in?
It is the Parks and Rec screen that they use for special. So it is huge.
It's the huge one,
it's
okay.
It's the huge one.
It's the Todd King screen.
It's the Todd, yes, and it's great. And he comes and sets it up, and we always have a great time.
What about some of the other weekend special events? Because you also have family fun nights. What are the family fun nights?
Family fun nights are from 5:30 to 8:30. I think they're on the second Saturday of every month. There are value nights. They're cheaper to get in. I do tons of giveaways. I have restaurant giveaways, Calusa Nature Center giveaways, just bunches of giveaways, and that's what we mainly use our family fun night. They're a value for people who maybe can't normally enter the park during regular season.
Now, you're open mainly during the summer, and I'm bringing this question up about the weather because we actually had a call about this from the media last year. During the summer here in Cape Coral, we are a subtropical environment here, climate, and we get a lot of rain during the summer. How does the weather impact Sunsplash, and then how do you, as the management team, monitor the weather to make sure that the visitors are safe?
And when we had that request last year from somebody who didn't think we pulled people out of the water fast enough, we actually reviewed the tape the next day to make sure that we followed policy, and we did. When lightning is within a certain distance, we actually close down the two big slides. They're closed down. When lightning gets within a certain other distance, we actually pull everybody out of the water and have them go undercover. If you don't think that's enough when I say that, you're always welcome to leave the pool area sooner, but we follow what are the national safety standards for this, and we have a very intense weather system in the park that we watch as soon as there's anything with lightning or rain in sight.
And we're not talking about waiting until the lightning hits Cape Coral.
10 miles off is when we start pulling.
That's right. That you're waiting when it's pretty far out. You're watching that.
Correct.
Does how much does the weather impact attendance at the park though?
Immensely. And weatherman actually impact attendance. If they predict rain for tomorrow, we're pretty much going to have low attendance, even though it may never rain tomorrow and it might be bright and sunny. So it's important that you kind of make your own judgment calls. But, you know, it might be good, meaning if you're planning on coming to the park and they predict rain. But as soon as it starts raining, we do pull. And attendance is really, it's low once it starts raining.
Now, Sunsplash is owned and operated by the City of Cape Coral, a municipality. Over the years, it seems like it always comes up that there's a suggestion to outsource the operations of the water park or the golf course. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to pop up rather often. What do you think are the advantages of keeping Sunsplash as a city-operated water park?
This is why I personally would like it to be kept as a city facility. I have lived in Cape Coral now for 21 years. I've done a lot of volunteer work. This is to me the ideal job. I feel like some days I'm volunteering, but I'm putting a lot of hours into it. There's a personal pride factor in there. I don't know if it would be outsourced, whether they would feel that same pride factor as being part of the community, of living in the community. I don't know if it would be exactly the same. That's why I would always like to keep it as a Parks and Rec facility. There is a pride there.
And as far as the cost of the water park, part of the cost of the water park was associated with the land acquisition and all the capital cost involved with that. When does that get paid off?
Actually, the loan started in 2008. I believe it's a 15-year note. Mm-hmm. I'm paying roughly $200,000 every year now towards the principal and interest of that note. It will eventually get paid off. I don't know if it's that much of in a hurry to get it paid off as long as the park is the one who's paying the bill for it.
And you mentioned the pride factor, and I think that when we were talking about the lifeguards and the 5-star rating that they're getting, that's a good example of the pride that they take in and the number of years that some of your employees have been there.
Exactly. When you have employees at the park that have been there 10-plus years and really enjoy being there every day, I'm not sure you would get the same out of a private sector.
Now, why isn't Sunsplash open year-round? That always seems to be a question that pops up. We're only open during the summer.
I can tell you it is very expensive to heat the water. When I say very, propane. It's very expensive. The water is constantly running, so you are constantly losing the heat of the water. Plus, I don't think that once kids are back in school, you're competing with football, soccer, baseball, and there's other things for people to do other than maybe come to Sunsplash.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know Sunsplash is, I think, one of the great assets that the City of Cape Coral has, and based on the attendance and the popularity of the water park, I think you're doing a great job out there.
Thank you.
I think your staff is doing a great job. So we want to invite you to come down to Sunsplash Water Park. Again, we'll give you that website. It's www.sunsplashwaterpark.com. And you can find them on Facebook just by looking for Sunsplash Water Park here in Cape Coral. I want to thank Sandy for joining me today on Cape Cast Audio 20. We'll have her back again after the season's over to see just how Sunsplash went this summer. Thanks, Sandy.
Thank you.